In South Dakota, the manslaughter trial of the state's only congressman enters its fifth day. Republican Bill Janklo is charged with killing a motorcyclist following a fatal accident last August. Police say Congressman Janklo was speeding through a stop sign. South Dakota Public Radio's Kurt Nickisch has been covering the trial. Good morning.
Good morning.
Prosecutors have made their case, and what is their case?
Well, the defense already concedes that Janklo ran the stop sign and was speeding at the time of the collision. So lawyers for the state have to show that he did so recklessly. In South Dakota law, that basically means that Janklo knew he was putting other people at risk with his driving and did it anyway. So besides the evidence about the accident itself, this week they've presented evidence of a near collision involving Janklo at that very same intersection last year. A woman testified that, you know, a car flew like a missile through that stop sign and nearly hit her family. She called 911, and police then pulled Janklo over a few minutes later, driving 92 miles an hour away from that intersection. Another police officer testified he observed Janklo driving more than 80 in a 40 construction zone and that he nearly lost control of his vehicle. So the prosecution's point is that Janklo must have known the risks of driving like that, but disregarded the risks.
And these earlier near accidents were recently?
Last December for the near collision at the same intersection and about a year and a half ago for the construction zone.
Now, the defense is calling witnesses. Yesterday, it called to the stand a rather big Democratic name, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle. What did he have to say?
The defense subpoenaed him to confirm that he was at a speech for veterans with Janklo earlier on that day of the accident. And Daschle testified that he didn't see Janklo eat or drink anything at the event.
And why was that important?
Well, besides just having a Democrat give testimony for a Republican in front of the jury to maybe mitigate any strong political leanings in the jury, not having anything to eat is central to Janklo's case. His defense attorney says that Janklo, who's a diabetic, suffered a sudden low blood sugar attack at the time of the afternoon collision, and that would mean he wouldn't be responsible for speeding through that stop sign. That's who's going to be testifying today, expert witnesses and medical professionals to bolster that defense. They're also going to say that heart medication Janklo was taking hid the symptoms of an impending diabetic episode, so he really didn't know it was going to happen.
This trial is being held in a small town in a rural agricultural county, and it's the trial of a very popular politician. Does that make a difference in how jurors respond to, say, expert witnesses from the outside?
Tough to say. It's actually been really fascinating to watch this dynamic in the courtroom all week because on the one side, you've got a small-town prosecutor. He's normally just part-time. He's got local witnesses to the accident. The accident reconstructionist for the Highway Patrol has a high school diploma. On the other hand, you've got this titanic figure in South Dakota politics for decades. His defense attorney comes from the largest city in the state, and he very clearly pointed out to the jury that his accident reconstructionist, a consultant from Illinois, has a PhD in metallurgical engineering. So it's hard to say which side will resonate more, the credibility of these expert witnesses and big personalities, or will the jury feel like they can trust the testimony maybe from people more like them?
Thanks very much, Kurt.
Certainly.
South Dakota Public Radio's Kurt Nickisch in Sioux Falls.